Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of... I think you just went sideways again.
Really?
Oh, no. God damn it.
Sorry. Okay.
Alchemy
okay,
this.
Now
I'm
start.
Your...
Start for real.
Okay, start now. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak. Is that Kevin Pollak? Is that? Well, you must know, I was raised as what's called a Reformed Jew, more specifically a California Reformed Jew, so basically Catholic. But I digress. Let's meet our alchemist, shall we, in no particular order. Say, let's first go, actually, to Craig Kakowski with his Summer Vacation Review Corner. Cacao?
Kevin, I am on summer vacation. It's amazing.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, it's so fun. I mean,
how would you review this year's?
This year's summer vacation, like as opposed to last year, like so much more fun. Like yep. we're all vaxxed, we're hanging out, you know, there's this yep. Delta variant, but I'm like, nothing's happening with that, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to Canada, they're open, you know, it's all good. I got a little sniffle, and I haven't smelled or tasted anything in about a week.
Shit. Right.
But this is fun. I mean, we're coming back, society.
Thank you for that. Please say hello to Chris Anthony Alvarado, cat denier. If your lovely and talented fiance and past alchemist Jessica Lowe brought home a 10-month-old cat that she adopted, how would you respond?
She just tried to get a second dog the other day.
Mm. You shut that shit down?
I can't.
You can't give your love to more than one?
Problem is, you know.
Yeah.
Jessica's great.
Yeah, of course.
And she's and it's not my word. She also has a say.
I see.
And but, you know, I am physically stronger than her. Right, Caroline?
Why am I getting brought into this? I don't... There's nothing I want less.
What, you know? What was the point?
So anyway, yeah, if she brought a cat home, I'd hug. I love a cat.
Oh, all right. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
In case you're wondering, Caroline Cotter is watching you and in the Who's. Dr. Cheeks, what would the minimum annual salary need to be for you to vote, to devote your life to proctology?
Oh, I mean... A steady job. You know yeah. what I mean? At yeah. this point, especially after the past year, I would say minimum wage, I think I would do it.
Minimum wage. Yeah. Bring me your butts. Got yeah. it. All right. Fair enough. Hey, there's Gary Anthony Williams.
Hey, guys.
Time flyer. What was the worst non-show business job you ever had?
I've actually had some pretty good jobs.
Sure.
Pretty good, but non-show business. Oh, I was working a phone line selling diet pills at one point.
Telemarketer.
Yeah, telemarketing, selling diet pills. And by the way, from your comment earlier, and I am what's known as a deformed Jew, but I think I already discussed that. I remember with Chris Alvarado. He knew
that. We never had that conversation.
I know. I discussed it with you. You just didn't want to talk back about it.
That's fair and accurate. And last but not enough cake and or pie, if you think him least, it's Joey Greer. Bottom line lover, what is the one job in show business that you simply will not do?
Wow. That's it. Here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's really complicated because there's a lot of tiers to it.
Sure. But let's go with tier three.
I'm not going to act. I'm not going to write. I'm not going to direct.
Nope.
I damn sure I'm not going to produce.
That's right.
You understand?
I do.
I don't want to do anything behind, in front of the camera. I don't mm-hmm. want to do anything on stage or maybe in a parking lot. All right. We're talking about entertainment. And when we're talking about entertainment, we're talking about something bigger than ourselves. We're talking about the idea that there are things that they'll go. And that's what I mean. So if you want to talk about what jobs I will do,
sure.
Yeah, I'll act. Yeah, I'll write. I'll direct. I'll produce. But
can I say my favorite thing about everything you just said? Four-fifths of those of us listening immediately focused our attention on something else, like our phones and our screens.
And you were entertained. That's the whole point. That, then they found entertainment. That's the
everyone
point.
Now knows to take a little break. All of our scene suggestions gather from your listener emails, of course, or our patron VIPs. To become a patron supporter of the show, head on over to patreon.com/alchemythis. If you'd like us to just submit a scene suggestion via email, please write to the podcast at our new-ish email address, alchemythis@gmail.com. That's alchemythis@gmail.com. Scene one comes from Patreon Alchemaniac Haley Bonds. Oh, we love ourselves some Haley. Who wrote, "Guys, I have big news from the dinosaur car wash." Oh, yeah. That's what I'm talking about. The church behind the car wash moved out and a goth clothing store took its place. I'll probably never know what actually happened, but I figure the Alchemy This crew can help me understand what may have gone down. Okay. Love you. Bye.
Now calm down, everyone. Just settle down.
T-Rex. I know what it was.
Okay. All right.
I'm too upset to calm down.
If the car wash is on the other side, this is a community parish conversation. So.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, you both were looking for the car wash? Oh,
no, I was looking for the
I wanted a T-Rex to wash my car.
Yes. That's in the car wash. So this is a community parish conversation. So
wait, Gail, hold on. Like wait, before I leave, explain what that means to me. Community parish conversation. What does that mean exactly?
CPC.
Yeah.
But what does it mean?
Yeah.
It means that the people in the parish are having
what's a parish?
Just like a religious group, an institution.
Okay.
It also could be like what in Louisiana, a parish is like what's called like a township.
So what is it in this context?
What I said initially.
Which was?
Okay, Gail, can I just talk to you in the office?
He seems curious. Give him a Bible.
Well, we don't have the money for the Bibles anymore. This is the conversation. We're going to have to...
I'll find your dinosaur. I'll hunt him down and kill him.
Okay, can we do this by the car wash, please? This is a community parish conversation.
I want to stay here, but right by the chalkboard.
Oh, God. Well, look, I guess everyone can hear it. We got to shut the church down. I'm sorry.
What?
Yeah, our prayers aren't bringing in money. So we're going to have to change gears. We're going to have to turn into a goth clothing company.
Oh, is that it? We had a meeting for that?
How did you land there?
Well, I did some surveys around town, and I found that people really love when they're getting their car washed instead of being proselytized to. They actually love heavy leather and belts and buckles and all that. So we're going
to
be...
Why does leather have to be heavy? Couldn't it be sort of a lightweight leather and still accomplish your
guys? What about that like tight leather denim?
Hi, ma'am. Welcome to Lightweight Leather. Now, I noticed that you're wearing what I would call a denim that some people call a denim.
Yeah.
Are you looking for something to go with your denim?
Yeah, I'm looking for something leather, but the thing about leather that I don't like is that it's really heavy and it's hard for me to walk.
Excuse me, ma'am. I hate to insult you right now, but I don't have to. No, but I have to, but I hate it. I have one true eye. One of them wonders constantly. You were looking in my wondering eye. That's what I want to talk to you about.
Okay.
You were looking in my wondering eye, and I felt like you couldn't concentrate on what I was telling you.
Yeah, and I'm sorry. To find out that it is still one of your real eyes is shocking to me, because it looks so fake, and it was looking so wildly around, I assumed it had to be like a glass eye. I'm sorry.
It's not glass at all. If you would like to take the time to either lick it and or poke it with your finger, you are welcome to do so.
May I do both?
Please go ahead.
Okay.
And ow. That was pleasing and painful. Now,
hey, that's real.
Yes, it is. Let's get to this lightweight leather that you're looking for. Now, you do realize that there's a new goth clothing store just opened up. They had a CPC and they're opening up a store. If you want something heavy to go with your denim, I should suggest you go there. But if you are really looking for light, I have some in the back room. The second location, as I call it.
Yeah, no, I'm really looking for something light. Because again, I can't...
Follow me to the second location,
okay.
Then.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Wow, look at this.
Uh-oh. Oh, hold on.
Oh, my God.
Uh-oh. Oh, boy.
You have a live cow in here.
It's so to speak, yes.
So to speak, it is a fucking live cow in the back of your shop. What the fuck?
In a manner of speaking, it is. Yes, in a manner of speaking.
In every manner of speaking, I think in every like language and every sort of like metaphor, this would be a live cow in the back of your light leather store.
In a way of saying you are right, in a way of saying you're correct. Yes, yes.
Okay, so can I get some light leather?
Why did we suddenly become enemies? I took you to, I let you lick and poke my eyeball.
I have
you
like a 4 minute.
Okay, well, I think this is going to work, right? The city's giving out leather permits pretty, you know, from the hip, right? I think we should slow down, you know, but I really believe that Alter City is going to be the hub for leather goods. I really see
listen,
that for our future.
Listen, we are really rooting for you, you know. We're rooting for you. We think you're a great person. Personally,
personably,
there's one certificate you haven't got. So you have all the permits signed off on. There's just one last thing you need to do.
Yeah.
Seems like it's just a quick initial here. You need to initial here saying that you, denounce, Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, that you do accept Satan as the stronghold of your heart.
Stronghold of my heart.
Because if you don't sign that, then like you could let the church stuff slide back in, and we are closing. That is no longer.
Oh, that's done. No, my parish is Dunsey's. All it's about perished. God. Yeah.
So go ahead and just initial here that Satan has a stronghold on your heart.
Yeah, we can. Yeah, it's a formality. Let's do it.
And okay. Doesn't mean then repeat after that. Me. Repeat after me.
Oh, after me. Oh no.
I don't know.
I mean, as your lawyer, I feel like I should have been there. I think you just made a deal with the devil.
Oh, come on. No. I think it's a new business venture. It's a new business venture. Making a deal with the, come on. No.
What did you sign in?
Blood. And it was a really weird paper. It felt like leather, but now, like with hair on it. I can't really, I've never seen that.
So you signed like a leathery, hairy scroll in blood to pledge your undying devotion to Satan. I'm like two blocks away. You didn't want to give me a call?
I don't want to bother you. It wouldn't seem like a lawyer
I'm
thing.
I'm your lawyer. I'm supposed to be there for beep, this. Beep.
Honda's done. Who's Honda?
Man over here. I'm sorry. Right. Was it a Honda Civic or is that the Hyundai Elantra?
Civic.
That's a Honda. No, I'm driving a Hyundai. Is the Hyundai done?
Baby, yeah, Honda. Nay. Civic.
Civic.
And why do we come here to meet? Like, neither of us have a car,
but they have Lipton tea.
Lynn, I understand there's an attorney that would like to plead a case for a client who signed in blood.
Yes, sir. Would you?
Go ahead. I'm just shadowing.
Dorothy, look, when you shadow in the undershadows, you're as strong as anyone else.
Stop. No, I'm not. I'm a weak, dumb idiot.
No. But I'll be a four-hoofed beast of burden if that's true. You please go ahead. No, Dorothy, seriously, you go ahead.
Oh, no, okay. I have nothing to say. I know, sorry. Sometimes I start to say stuff, but that's because I have like an eternal fire burning inside of me. So I have to kind of let out, I'm a dragon. I let out smoke sometimes. Sorry.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I'm taking notes.
Okay, Mr. Satan, yeah, there's a lawyer out. He says that maybe that his client was signed something under duress and he wanted to come before the royal evil court, as he called it.
Yeah.
Right, well, send him in. And by the way, Dorothy, your enthusiasm is appreciated.
Okay, great.
Mr. Zeke Eiselberg, does it say deformed Jew here on your lawyer card? Or
yes, I'm a deformed Jew, Zeke Eiselberg.
All right, Mr. Satan, is Zeke Eiselberg? I've never read that name before out loud. It tickles me.
It's Zeke Eiselberg.
Please forgive Damien's sense of humor.
He's not a big fan of the Hebrew.
And I hope you are, sir. But yes, Zeke Eiselberg for the plaintiff here. He was not fully aware of the circumstances when he signed this contract. And it is old, you know, I think, you know, a 48 hour, should have that window to walk away. Right. You know, what do you call it at a car dealership, you know,
lemming law.
So yeah. I think under the lemming law.
Sorry, did you say lemming? I think that guy meant lemon law.
Lemon law.
Just a second, Mr. Seitenbergenstein. Did you bring your attorney?
Did I bring my attorney?
Who's this gentleman correcting?
Oh, he doesn't know me.
Sweet.
I'm sorry. I thought I could bring my boyfriend today. Was that overstepping? I'm sorry. I just thought I was shadowing.
I'm with Dorothy.
He was home alone.
How'd it go?
We're both damned. We're both damned now.
What do you mean we're both damned?
I argued lemming law, you know, that law that says you shouldn't follow lemming? What other people do and jump off a like cliff together.
Lemming like the rodent, like the lemming, like a...
Yes, like a lemming. Yes.
What is it? Like the animal, lemming. What the hell is that?
In order to beep, to beep, make that...
Outback, done.
Get the Bloomin' Onion while you're here. Get the Bloomin' Onion.
That is scene one.
We just scratched the surface.
I know. It's so true. Oh, man. Oh, golly.
Scene two comes from old pal Mariko Borben, known to us as Mo. He wrote, "Hey, Alchemist. So my last scene suggestion was the one about the Apple eye patch. In the last email, I mentioned how much I loved Caroline Cotter, and the look of sheer disgust on her face on the patron video gave me some serious high school flashbacks."
We went to high school together. So
specific.
"Regardless, she's still one of my favorite alchemists and always cracks me up. Here's my scene suggestion. Once Luke, Leia, Han and the gang defeat the Empire, they sit down for a celebratory dinner where Han jealously confronts them about their kiss. Thanks again, you fantastic people. Mo."
Which one of you guys had the potatoes? Pardon me?
Potatoes here?
Yeah. I said which one of you had the potatoes?
Potatoes here?
Yes, they're here. Which one of you had the potatoes?
Come on, kids. Speak up a little bit. Speak up for yourself. Come on.
I had the potatoes.
Right. There you are. Potatoes for you.
And my friend Chewy here had the entire left side of the menu.
Right. There you are, Mr. Chewy. There's the entire left side of the menu. You're more than welcome. Guys, enjoy yourselves. If you need anything else, I'll be back with some extra napkins and some butters. Okay?
Sorry, I was wondering if my order's here.
What did you order?
I ordered like a three-course kind of thing. I got an appetizer salad, Caesar salad. I got the fish main course.
Did you order that for me?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
You said it back to me when you took the order.
I often talk to people and that I was probably also nodding and saying words like, oh, that's one of my favorites as well.
Yeah, that's what you recommended, that I get the fish.
I totally ignored your order.
Oh, okay.
I am so sorry. I am so sorry.
Oh, well, let's get her worshipfulness a full order of whatever she wants.
All right. I will be right back with my order pad in just a moment. For now, everyone else, enjoy yourselves.
Corman, you're going to have to take my section too, all right?
Yeah, no, I'm sorry.
You're going to take all the tables over. You're going to have to take my section, okay? I'm a little swamped over here. I got a deal. I got to go home.
Oh, of course. No, go right ahead. I got everything.
Are you sure?
Absolutely.
Sorry to bother you. Can you one of you take the job of the hut group, please?
I'm out of here.
Please.
I got to go.
Please take it. Please. Look at him.
Love his laugh. I will take that section as well. I got this.
Okay, everybody. Okay, so I told him that his mom was dying, okay, right, and that right. He needs to get home and say his last words to her before she passes.
Oh, that's great.
So as soon as the door opens, we're going to scream, surprise, right? So hide, everybody hide. Okay, I see his car.
Oh my God.
Do you want us to hide in plain sight or really hide?
Look, Fred, you're just our neighbor, barely our friend, okay? I don't want to spend any more time doing this with you, so right. just pick something.
I'm going to hide in plain sight.
Terrific. Okay, here he comes. So remember, he thinks his mom is dying, so it's just like, you know.
Okay.
Here he comes. I'm glad you're dying, bitch! What the
fuck? Surprise!
What the fuck?
Hey. Did I surprise you? I was hiding in plain sight.
What the hell's going on? What are you doing here?
Babe, did you say you glad she's dying, bitch?
It's okay, honey. I'm not dying.
What's going on?
What was that you said?
It was a ruse.
Wait. I'm so confused. What the fuck is going on? Are you dying or not?
I'm fine.
Oh, God.
It's a birthday party.
For what? For me?
Yeah, it's your birthday today.
Jeez, fucking God damn.
You're 128 space years.
Happy space year birthday.
I'm 128 space years and I still work at a fucking restaurant, huh?
Hey.
It's fine. There's nobility there.
There's nobility there.
Oh, yeah. Well, you'd say that because you got all the goddamn money. Huh? When can I get my inheritance?
My God.
Not until you're 200 space years. We've been over this.
You know how it works. Your mama dies. Everybody's mama dies when they become...
You're our neighbor. I don't really know you, okay?
Surprise!
Fuck!
These are good potatoes.
Yeah, I just can't help but think that he's not going to come back to even take my order.
Hello, I'm back. Did anybody need any water or anything like
well,
that?
Well, look who was wrong.
Okay, cool it.
Did anyone need any water? Anybody thirsty?
Hi, it's still me again.
Hey, haven't met you. Hi, I'm the waiter. What can
I do
for you?
No, we've actually spoken. This, I think, would be our third time or fifth if you count the few water breaks you've been over here for.
Okay.
You took my order. I gave it to you. Then you came back, delivered their food, said you were ignoring me. So I would like to place my order now.
I know what's going on. Yeah,
I'm so sorry to interrupt. We just got an order of, I think it was a Caesar salad appetizer. We got the fish.
Right. Yeah. You ordered that at your
That's
table?
Right. Uh-huh. That's right.
No,
yeah.
No, we didn't. I didn't order that. I just wanted a small bowl of onion rings. That's
well. Let me take whatever I brought you then, and I'll just take that back to the kitchen.
Well, I'll eat that.
Okay, all right, thank you,
ma'am. We have a very exclusive rule at this restaurant. You only eat the things you order. Now, if I'm coming off rude, then forgive me.
Excuse me, server. Do you know who we are?
Mm-mm. I don't look at things. I don't look at faces. I don't look at emotions.
Well, look at us and take a guess.
Take a guess.
That Death Star they just blew up?
Wow. Let me just take my guess. If I was going to guess, and I don't know people, I would say you probably Princess Leia.
Yes.
If I was going to guess, Han Solo.
Yeah, in the flesh.
And you give me your first initial.
I don't know. That's why I was asking.
Come on, kid. You don't know your first initial? Don't they teach you to read on Tatooine?
Yeah. Luke, you know your first initial.
Luke Skywalker.
That's not an initial. What's your first initial?
This guy is dumb as rocks.
Luke, I'm going over the charts, and maybe it was because of seismic blast, but you got one hell of a concussion.
I have so many questions.
Okay.
Starting with,
you have a big concussion. I want you to know that.
Okay. So what's the Star War about?
Luke, trust the doctor.
And I have this cricket on my shoulder that keeps whispering into my ear.
Ring, ring, okay. Ring, ring.
Oh, no, so that's got to be your landline. Phone. Hello?
This is my son there.
Oh, shit. one second. I think Darth Vader is on the phone.
I know Darth Vader is.
Okay. At this point, do you know who he is to you?
Bad guy.
Bad guy. Okay. All right. Hey, Darth.
Yes. Darth.
We are going to have to call you back. He's under a little bit of stress right now.
Great. After you see him, if you have my sleep apnea machine, will you send that to my house immediately?
I'll have a nurse send that over right now.
God bless Doctor, you. God bless you.
Doctor, bless you. Okay, here's all the things I know. I'm just going to start saying them, okay?
Okay. All right, yeah. Let's just, hold on. Let me just get my thing going. I'm just going to rattle things out here.
Meridian? Meridians? Okay. Force?
Meridian, you just mean like a line, like a halfway?
I don't know. I thought that was a thing. Force.
Okay. It is a thing.
Symbiotic relationship.
Okay, like in nature. Good. Okay, what else?
Jar Jar Binks.
Okay. Oh, wow. That's way before you. That's actually really cool. Yeah, way before you were born. That's
I'm sorry for making everybody wait at the table, number one. Mrs. Princess Leia.
You don't have to say the missus if it's a princess's.
She's not married, pal.
I'm from the South. We call everybody missus.
Okay.
First
the
of
south
all.
South of where?
Who you funny?
Got a lot of moons, right? There's a lot of probably multiple moons.
There's multiple moons. This whole thing has been a joke. Number
are you
one.
Are you my uncle?
I'm sorry.
Chewie, rip his arms off.
Ah. Oh, wait a minute. Chewie,
no, not Luke's. Not Luke's arms.
Chewie, oh my God.
Sorry, I should have been more specific.
That is scene two, everyone. Scene two.
I was trying my best out there, everybody.
Oh, man, that was rock solid, Chris.
Wait, Craig, Meridian? Is that a thing?
Not, what? Not in the universe.
What are you
we
talking
were.
About?
In the blood, there's like...
Blood meridians?
Midichlorians. That's what I was thinking of. Midichlorians. Damn, that would have been good.
I love the effort. I applaud the effort to get close.
I barely noticed the effort.
I'm sweating.
Scene 3 comes to us from patron uncle Maniac Dougie, who wrote, "Dear Alchemist, this is not a death threat."
Well, there's good news.
Here's my scene suggestion. If the yearbook committee was run like the mob, see, it wasn't a death threat. Much love, sisters and misters, Dougie.
Frank Pollock, would you please go to the principal's office? Frank Pollock, would you please go to the principal's office?
Do I have to go?
Frank, yeah, they just called your name over the loudspeaker. You do have to go.
Yeah, everyone heard it. Do I have to go?
Yes.
But I was maybe, super paying attention to what you were saying.
You're asleep? I think you were just talking to me in your sleep? Yes.
Mrs. Eyeball, maybe there's something that we can do to work with Polyp.
Yeah.
Maybe there's something we can give you.
No, guys, stop that. Don't start saying that. I know I'm the third teacher that this... class has had this year, and I will not be intimidated.
Wait, okay? He brings up a good point. You know, maybe there's a thing we could do to, you know.
Yeah.
And no.
Frank Pollock, this is your second warning. Frank Pollock, would you please come to the principal's office?
It feels Frankie like I'm it. Supposed to go.
Yeah,
oh, but maybe there's something wrong with the PA. Maybe we didn't hear it.
Oh.
Guys, we didn't hear it. Boys, I'm not standing for this, okay? Frank,
hey,
you are
teach,
going to go...
Teach.
What?
Do you dye your hair? Or is it natural that way, huh?
Ooh, good question.
You think I dye my hair to look this bad? It's natural. I'm a teacher. I can't afford to get regular dye jobs,
Miss
okay?
Mrs. Eyeball, why don't you take this 20 grand and get yourself taken care of a nice spa day?
Yeah.
Why do you have this much... This is too much cash for a student to have.
Oh, she's smiling. She's smiling.
All right, Ms. Eyeball, just sit down in the chair and let me get you some lemon water to dip your fingers in.
Thank you.
Some friends called ahead for you to said to give you the works. You must have some real special friends there.
No, they did. I'm sorry. I feel uncomfortable. Just give me the regular, whatever they said, whatever they did, just give me the regular.
They literally said give you the works, and that's what we're going to give you.
Oh, no. Well, I can't afford the works. I don't ignore... Please, just...
It's completely taken care of, Ms. Eyeball. They've taken care of it for you. It's taken care of.
Do you prefer light pressure or heavy pressure?
Heavy pressure, please.
Okay, I'm gonna start lighter and then just tell me if you want more.
Okay, and I'm keeping my hands in the lemon water for this
just
massage.
Keep your hands
in the lemon water.
All right, maybe it's time we start talking about the layout for this year, huh?
Yeah, let's get to it.
All right. Petey?
Yeah.
Lay it on us.
We were talking about the layout.
Yeah.
First page, the yearbook.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
One page. What the whole yearbook's going to be one page this year.
What's the theme?
The theme is... Am I right or am I wrong about that?
Pretty good. It's pretty good.
That's strong.
That's smart. If we make the yearbook one page,
yeah,
we get all that money for all the extra pages that were supposed to be in there. But guess what?
Think of all the money that would have been in from pages 2 through 156, but we're going to pocket all that money.
All right. One more thing. Senior quotes. What's the...
Got to get them.
We got it. Everyone
anybody
needs to...
If anybody fucking talks...
I like that quote. I like that quote. I wouldn't even do the you're done thing in it. I would just finish with, if anybody fucking talks, boom, with the ellipses, the three dots right after that.
That's solid.
What am else I right or am I wrong?
And cutest couple?
Oh, that seems obvious.
Jesus. Yeah. I mean, come on.
Lenny and Johnny, right?
Lenny and Jenny. Who's going to go against Lenny and Jenny?
It sounded like he said Johnny.
Lenny and Johnny.
Why would Lenny date Johnny? That doesn't make sense.
No.
Jenny.
John,
what are you talking
Johnny,
about? Lenny and Johnny made him.
Tell them about it, Frank.
Lenny, I think they know about us, man. I think they know about us.
What are you talking about?
I hear people talking about Lenny and Johnny are a couple.
Yeah,
we've been trying to keep it incognito.
The family don't know nothing about us.
Yeah, but they do. They do.
What makes you say this, though?
Wow, Frank. I didn't know that. I didn't know it was that way. Thank you for opening my mind.
No,
expanding my heart.
It's 2021. It's all good. Who gives a shit?
Yeah. I didn't know. All right, Lenny and Johnny, it is.
Everybody's the same. Fuck, a pronoun is a pronoun. Am I wrong or am I right?
One last thing. I got a question mark next to Miss Eyeball.
Yeah, what about it?
Is she living or dying?
Well, she's living. She's living it up right now. She should have a fucking wrist deep in lemon water right
Frankie,
now.
Frankie, you know what I'm saying, Frankie. You know what
Wait,
I'm
what
saying?
Are you talking about? Whoa, Frankie, what's going
Frankie,
on?
Frankie.
We can't talk about whacking her every Wait.
I was absent one day and you fuckers decided you're going to whack Ms. Eyeball?
We decided is it her fault? She's got it coming. We decided nothing.
She's got
to
go.
You fucking... Look, I don't normally go against the yearbook family. You guys know that about me. Right? We've been thick as thieves. This is a Cosa Nostra, right? Am I right? Am I wrong?
Hey, when you're right, you're right. What do you want me to say?
I want you to say that nobody's going to wag Mrs. Eyeball.
Well, I can't
you got a crush on her?
Crushing Eyeball. He's crushing Eyeball.
Is love so fucking wrong? Wait. Look at me. Is love so fucking wrong right now? What the world needs now is love, sweet love. You guys get it.
You've been hanging out with Lenny and Johnny.
Okay, guys. Thank you all for coming on time to math class today.
Hey, Miss Eyeball, everybody. Oh, clap, motherfuckers, clap.
Stop, guys. Okay, so...
I don't want to clap.
What?
What'd you say? Huh?
I don't want to clap.
You don't want to fucking clap.
Hey, boys, do not hit each other.
Miss Eyeball. We'll take care of this.
Do not hit each other. Don't make me call the principal.
Oh, I'm sorry. I fell.
You fell?
Yeah.
He was screaming because I saw you punching him.
Oh, he fell on top of him with his knuckles out. What's the problem, Ms. Eyeball? You look lovely and your hands smell like lemons.
Thank you, boys. And that was way too much that you did for me yesterday at the spa. Anyway, today we're learning. I did a special unit today. We're doing math, but we're doing Italian mathematics. Okay? So...
Like Roman numerals and shit, or
okay, like roll,
like how many slices numerals. You can cut a pie into.
Exactly, yes.
IV plus V, right? Am I wrong? Am I right?
No, that actually is good. That's very good. I see you've been doing your. Oh man,
don't rub your eye. Don't rub your eye, Miss Eyeball. You got your hand just soaked in lemon.
What? You got lemon. All right, guys, give me 3 cc's of polyurethane.
Yes, sir.
This lady's going to lose her eye if we don't work fast. 3 cc's of polyurethane.
3 cc's. So C is 100. So that's like 200?
Exactly. We're doing an Italian mass surgery on this lady right now. There you go. What the hell happened to her? What happened to her eye here?
She's put lemon juice in it.
Scraft. Give me the depressor, tongue depressor.
Depressor.
Tongue depressor. Sorry, I had it.
Stand back. Stand back, guys. Okay. Stand back.
Get back.
Back.
Back. Just going to relieve the pressure off her eyeball here.
No! Oh, my eyes!
Holy shit, that's hot juice!
That's exactly what we needed
hot
to do.
Hot lemon juice!
Oh, man! I got to wear goggles.
That's exactly what...
All right, doctor, give it to us straight. How is she?
She's going to live, I'll tell you that much.
Hey, this is for you.
What is this? $15,000 in small bills that I read really fast? What is this? What's going on?
It's for you, for doing a good job. We appreciate it.
I'm just a doctor. Doctors do good jobs. We don't usually charge anything. We're now doctors. Look, we're giving people.
We know it's family only, but a friend of ours needs to pay her a little visit.
What are you saying to me right now?
I'm saying one of our high school boys is in love with this teacher here, and he wants to let her know.
And you think I'm just going to turn my back and let some punk high school boy walk in here and make love to
you? I respect you. I respect you. It's
look,
respect.
You're a doctor, right? You're a doctor, yeah?
Yeah, I'm a doctor. I went to doctor school. I have a doctor.
So you got a brain, yeah?
Of course. I have a brain. I have a frontal lobe, a corpus gluteum.
It'd be such a shame if somebody ran. What was that?
Did you give him the 15 grand already? Did you give him the 15 large?
Yeah.
Well, hey, doc, what's your problem?
But that was for something. That was for something else.
What was it for? Do you need another 15 large to let Tommy go in there?
Look, I'm not.
Can you give us a second?
Can you give us a second? What's going on? The 15 grand I thought was for the thing. Now the 15 grand for something else. I was going to threaten to rip out his brain through his ear. What's going on?
We'll go with that.
I mean, we got three different things going on. Like, what's happening with this?
We look like idiots.
He's not letting Tommy in the fucking room.
We haven't finished the threat yet.
Guys, if you're going to threaten me like this, take a step away and talk quieter. I hear everything you're saying.
Do you mind if one of our friends just goes into the ICU or wherever the hell she is and just sees her?
Normally, just real quick, doc.
Normally, as a doctor, I'd say that's not going to happen. But I'm feeling giving right now. I just read The Giving Tree, and I feel like giving back. Go ahead. I'm not going to give him a lot of time. 2 hours with her, max, and that's it.
2 hours? Come on, just a little more, doc.
3, 4, what does he want?
Seven,
and not an hour more.
Done.
Get in there, Tommy.
Ms. Eyeball.
Ah, get out of here!
No, it's me. It's...
I know, that's why I'm screaming.
Nope. I'll stay on this side of the drip bag if that's what you want.
Go to the other side of the room, please. I have one good eye left now because of you boys.
The doctor said your eye's pretty much going to be fine.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, pretty much, he said. He used those words pretty much.
Okay, he made it sound so much worse to me, so.
Yeah, look.
Anyway.
I just came here to admit something to you.
What?
I know I'm just a student of yours. I'm 14 years old. I get it.
Oh, pardon me. Sorry. Yeah. Sorry, the stupid machine's not working.
Yeah. Beep.
It's back.
Thank you.
Beep.
Ms. Eyeball. I fucking love you. I'm not ashamed to fucking say I fucking love you. I'm fucking in love with you. Since the fucking first day of high school, I fucking saw you standing up there at the chalkboard with the fucking chalk in your fucking hand right on the fucking board doing those fucking Italian numerals.
That was very recent. That just happened today. Was the Italian unit. I'm sorry. I feel crazy right now because I don't know if it's my eyeball medicine talking or what, but I can confirm I am sexually attracted to you, and you know I'm 54 years old. Should I be 14. Trying to hook up with a 14-year-old? No, but you've kind of presented me this option, and I can't act on it, but I want you to know that I would be interested if you weren't my student and if you weren't that young.
Guess what? I'm dropping out of school tomorrow.
No. Don't do that.
I won't be your student anymore.
You're the best math student I've ever taught.
Yeah. But 2 + 2 don't equal love, teacher. And I love you. Look.
Okay. Yeah.
Tommy, this is a big ask. You want me to change your birth certificate to make you 18 years old?
I need you to change my birth certificate to make me 18 years old.
And you're going to drop out of school?
Just a couple months. Just like 4 more months, you're 18.
Yeah, 4 more months, 4 more years, whatever. It's math, right?
Wait, hold on. Wait. This is a big discrepancy here. I think he's 14 right now.
You're 14?
Oh, yeah. I'm 14 years old. I'm a super smart student. I'm one of the best in math.
What are you talking about? You're 14. Seen. You lied to me.
Okay. All right.
You lied to me by making me think you were almost 18. You did that. You made me think that because we didn't have this conversation.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm out of here.
A lie of a minute.
What do you mean?
I'm out of here. And you know what? You could take the yearbook and you can shove it up your fucking ass.
At least there's one page.
All right. I got to let everybody know I love Lenny. I love Lenny.
That's our show for today.
True love wins out every single time.
Johnny!
Good Lord. God bless us all, everyone. Let's thank Caroline Cotter. Thank you, Caroline.
Thank you. Thank you.
And how's the other podcast shaping up?
Oh, you know, I don't know. It's hard to say. It's not, you know, I don't know. You can listen to it, Cotter Core.
Sure.
Cotter
Core with the question mark.
Yeah, follow my Instagram, Cotter Poop. It's not, you know, I'm, you know, yeah.
Sure. Well, we thank you for making time today.
Yeah, thank you.
Appreciate it. And all that you bring. Gary,
hi.
Anthony. Williams.
Boy, just glad to be here, brother.
Right?
Yeah.
You feel alive and ready?
I really do. I really feel like there's nothing that could go wrong, right?
No.
Oh, boy.
Oh, you're in great hands.
Yeah.
And thank you again.
Thank you, my friends. Look for my new cartoon, The Harper House.
It'll
be out super soon. If you're
super
at Comic-Con, they're going to be, I don't know how Comic-Con's doing it this year, if it's online or whatever, but they're going to be showing some episodes there.
The Harper House.
The Harper House.
Right on, and congrats. Chris Anthony Alvarado, thank you for being here, brother.
Thanks for having me. I really like playing with everybody. I'm glad that we're all friends as well. Makes me happy. I came across the picture of us the other day when we all had that lunch.
Mm-hmm.
That was really fun. Also, you can check out my other podcast, The Comedy Fix, where we question everything you've ever known about comedy and performance. That's The Comedy Fix.
Nice.
Thank you.
Yeah. Check that out, folks. And Craig Kukowski, will there be another podcast with you and Carla?
Who knows? Who knows? Fair. You know, I'm gonna wait until, you know, movie theaters open up again.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know they're open. I'm going to wait till I go to a movie theater.
That's right. Yeah.
Again, Delta variant.
Delta variant. Here's to it.
And please make a donation to the National Association of College Kids Who Write Papers, or NACWHIP.
Thank you for that as well. Make a donation, whatever it is, penny, dollar, whatever you can do.
We'll take anything, yes.
Sure, of course, NACWHIP. Thank you for that. Joey Grierman. Thank you again, Brother Buzz.
Thanks for having me. Check out Alchemy This on the Instagram. Check out Alchemy This subreddit. I believe it's Alchemy This Pod. Not 100% sure, but there's, you know, people talking about stuff.
That's it.
There's a lot of MLMs going on, so jump into one and, you know, get the bag. Get the bag.
Get the bag, goddammit. Thanks, everyone, for being here. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak, reminding you to please be kind to each other. It's the easiest choice and the one that makes the most sense. So what the hell? Until next time.